Humility, Preschool Part 1, A Royal Encounter.
"I'll call you Roy Boy," grinned the farmer.
The rooster was strong, with shiny blue feathers that glistened in the sun.
The tall comb at the top of his head was fire engine red, and he stood above the farmer's knee. His beak was sharp and sunny yellow.
Roy Boy would guard his 30 hens so he could sell eggs to his neighbors.
"Bring him back if he's not a good protector," waved the salesman at the country feed store as the farmer drove off.
Horse heard the farm truck bumping up the driveway. He ran to meet him.
"He's a beauty, isn't he?" the farmer said as he lifted the cage out.
Horse whinnied and followed them into the barn. He wanted to welcome the rooster to this friendly farm. The farmer let the rooster out.
"You'll sleep in this cozy barn at night and wander in a big field every day. You have 30 happy hens to protect. They'll think you're a handsome fellow."
He laughed as he drove off to deliver fresh eggs to the neighbors.
"Welcome to the chicken yard, Roy Boy," Horse said cheerfully. "I'll show you around."
"You will call me Royal from now on, and so will those puny hens," shouted the rooster. "And I can show myself around without your help."
Horse nodded politely and stepped back.
Strutting past Horse, Royal noticed a shining object leaning against the wall of the barn on top of a table. He flew up to find a mirror. "I think the farmer put this here just for me."
Royal spent the next 20 minutes looking at himself and combing his feathers.
"I must be the best-looking rooster in the whole world."
Horse could hardly believe what he was seeing.
"This rooster has a lot to learn," he thought.
When Royal entered the chicken yard, every hen ran over to greet him.
"He is a big, fine bird," they said. "No enemy will ever get past those claws and that beak."
They all chattered excitedly, except one. Henrietta was very shy.
"I don't know what to say to such a handsome bird. He wouldn't hear me anyway. I'm too small."
So Henrietta hid.
"Move back, you white-legged hens," yelled Royal.
The chickens became very frightened by his harsh words.
"Listen up. My name is Royal. I was hand-picked by the farmer to be in charge. So remember, I am now the boss here. Your job is to lay eggs. My job is to make sure you do your job. The farmer has given me a special place in the barn, and that is where I will be. Don't bother me unless it's important."
The chickens were silent and shook with fear.
"Off with you," screamed Royal. "Go eat, exercise, and lay big eggs in the morning."
He stormed back to his special table and spent the rest of the day looking at his beautiful self.